Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You don't know me.
Confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Got a text to 78592 that says, I bought a scratch lotto ticket to show my 7-year-old son they're a ripoff and you never win.
Oh, yeah.
Won $100.
What?
Oh, no! That'll teach him.
Now he's obsessed and asks me to buy one every day after school.
Please, Daddy, I want to go to college.
What else can you teach your son a lesson about? See, this is why you never put your entire life savings on red at the roulette table, son.
Oh, yeah, this is why.
Oh, wait, we're a winner! But today we have a guy who wants to open up and come clean about something from his life. He's chosen to go by Ray today. So, Ray, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yo.
You're welcome, Ray. We're glad you're here. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, you know. Another beautiful day on planet Earth.
Okay. It doesn't sound like much is weighing you down. I don't know why I'm having to mask your voice.
Yeah, but we are masking it. Voice changer is on. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
So I'm married. Been married about 6-7 years now.
Uh-huh. I used to say congrats, but I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Why?
It's a real crapshoot. Remember? Yeah. Like sometimes people are like, wow, I hate my wife.
They're divorced.
Yeah, totally.
He's like, anyway, so I killed her.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, well, none of that yet anyway.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay.
What's going on?
So I come home from work one day.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's basically a normal day. I open the door.
Yeah.
My wife, I mean like a dog who hears their owner coming home with treats. She is on top of me immediately, which is not usual.
Like romantically on top of you?
Yeah.
You know, like his dog does.
Yeah.
Oh, she's in heat.
She's really happy to see you when you got home that day.
Got it.
Yes, exactly. So
okay.
She gives me this huge hug and she's in this incredible mood. I'm sort of wondering, you know, what's going on here. I see over her shoulder, there's this huge bouquet of roses on the kitchen counter.
Oh,
dang.
You didn't send them then if you didn't know that they were going to be there?
Well, so here's the turn. She starts to say to me, I can't believe you got me this anniversary gift. You're so sweet.
Did you even realize it was your anniversary?
So this was on, I want to say it was the 10th. Our anniversary is the 13th.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
So it's a few days before your anniversary, but there's still this big bouquet of roses from not you.
Right. It wasn't me.
Okay.
Weird.
So without really thinking about it, I just kind of said, you're welcome. And she then adds, I thought it was really cute how you signed it. You know, your secret admirer.
Oh my God.
I've taken credit for him, so I can't really say anything.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Now I'm sitting there thinking, what the hell's going on here? Like, did they do a wrong address or something or whatever? But the point is, I let it just play out. as it was. Okay.
So who was the person who sent them? Did you ever find out?
Well, I called the company that did the delivery, and all they could confirm was that the purchase was made, but that they would not be able to give out personal information. So they wouldn't tell me who did it.
Oh, that must be infuriating for you.
Was it maybe like one of like her friends was trying to save your guys' marriage? Do you know what I mean? Like a girlfriend stepping in. Did you ever find out?
Yeah, did anybody come forward as the admirer?
No, no one ever came forward. It gets better. It gets better. So
better.
Well, depends on your point of view.
She got a diamond necklace the next week. Yeah.
You're not far off.
Wait, what?
So about like a month goes by, let's say, three, four weeks, something like that. And I'm coming home from work and she had a thing with friends and was out. So she wasn't home yet. And I see this box on the front porch. And I see it's addressed to her. So I open it up. There is this gorgeous leather designer handbag.
What?
Sure enough, there is a gift note with it that says from your secret admirer.
Dude, are you freaked out? Yeah. Like, I would think someone's stalking
creepy,
my wife.
But score also.
But, but they know your address. Yeah. They know your wife's name.
I mean, yes. But at the same time, like, we have, you know, one of those home security systems and no one's been showing up or doing anything weird. We haven't had any break-ins.
So what did you do with the bag? Did you throw it out?
You don't throw it out.
Resell it.
I may have rewrapped the bag, and I have it ready there and waiting for her. And she comes home, and she's had a tough day, and sure enough, there it is.
So, and all of a sudden, now it's from you.
I bet a lot of husbands wish there was a random dude buying their bag.
How many times has this happened to you?
I mean, I would say 12 times now, if I go down the list.
Dude, this is going to come. The secret admirer is going to be found out if she already doesn't know.
Look, whatever it is, it's working out. I mean, I've never been happier in a lot of ways, you know?
Marriage is great. All you needed was some gifts and some affection.
Wow, imagine that.
Like a dog, right? Yeah.
It is a little concerning because at some point you'd think the gift train would cause a little bit of a amount of suspicion on her end, but I guess she's just too blinded by the happiness of it all.
Hmm. And you're a little blinded by the happiness of it, too, from the sound.
Yeah, I think that's what the real, the real thing is, Jeffrey.
I'm just hoping next week we get a call from another mass speaker who's like, okay, so I've been buying gifts for myself and telling my husband that I'm a secret admirer.
Well, man, if you're happy and your wife's happy, then we're all happy for you.
Yeah, that's all that matters, win-win. I guess.
Yeah, and if the secret admirer needs another location or person.
Some studio?
Yeah, sure. Alexis and I are both available.
The text in to 78592. If you have a confession you've been holding on to, we'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Phone taps coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express.
Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.